They were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority." Over the course of the six Sundays of the season after the Epiphany, almost all of our gospel readings are derived from the first chapter of the Gospel of Mark. This is in part because Mark packs a great deal of information and development into his first chapter. We are introduced to John the Baptist, then Jesus, his baptism, his calling of his first disciples, and then Jesus begins healing and teaching as his fame spreads throughout Galilee, all in Mark's first chapter. Unlike Matthew, Luke, and John's Gospels, Mark does not spend any time giving us a backstory on Jesus. In the first chapter, there is no mention of the circumstances of Jesus' birth, nor are we given any information about his childhood. Instead, Mark merely begins by announcing that John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, calling people to repentance and preparing the way for the arrival of Jesus, providing testimony to his authority and his power. And then Jesus appeared at the River Jordan and was baptized by John as the Spirit of God descended upon Jesus and the voice of God testified to his authority, his unique authority as God's Son, the Beloved. Then after a time of temptation in the wilderness, Jesus begins his ministry in Galilee, proclaiming that the kingdom had come near, calling people to repentance and belief. And then, as we heard in last week's gospel, Jesus comes to the shore, the Sea of Galilee, and calls his first disciples, Simon Peter, Andrew, James, and John, calling them to leave their nets and follow him. And now, this week, Jesus and those disciples who had just left their nets at his command make their way to Capernaum, where Jesus enters a synagogue on the Sabbath and teaches with such authority that it astounds those gathered there. After Jesus is able to command the departure of an unclean spirit that is tormenting a man there in the synagogue, those gathered in the synagogue are amazed and asked each other, "What is this? A new teaching with authority." The focus of their amazement is not the content of Jesus' teaching, but rather the authority with which he teaches. What is new about this teaching? At least in this particular passage, it is not that Jesus has come to them with a new idea, a new paradigm, or an innovative philosophy. That is not what appears to astound them. But rather, it is the impact of his words, of his presence, that he speaks with authority when he tells the unclean spirit to depart. The unclean spirit listens and departs. Perhaps it is the same sense of authority that had inspired Peter, Andrew, James, and John to immediately leave their nets and follow him. There is something in the presence of Jesus, in the person of Jesus, not merely in the timbre of his voice, but rather in the essence of his being that commands fishermen to leave their nets and unclean spirits to depart from his presence. Mark does not give us any additional details as to the experience of the authority of Jesus. There's no words that he gives us about theatrics that one might associate with captivating an audience. Instead, we merely learn that from Mark, that those commanded, that those who encountered Jesus were unable to ignore his authority. They left their nets, they departed immediately, they were astounded and amazed, and word of his authority, his teaching, spread throughout the region surrounding them. Of course, we know that Jesus is to be revealed as God incarnate, the Son of God in the flesh. So it is not surprising to us that he spoke with authority, because he is the very embodiment of authority. The word that spoke creation into being, having taken on flesh and being in the midst of that very creation. God, who is love, had, out of love, come into the world so that the world might know love. What those first disciples experienced was the authority of love. Love commanded them to follow, and they obeyed. And as Jesus would later command them, they would be known by their love. Their recognition of the authority that love had over their lives in how they loved one another and how they shared that love with the wider world. Likewise, love desired that the man in the synagogue be freed of torment, so love commanded that the torment depart. And the tormentor was no match for the embodiment of love, so it departed. Those who were gathered in the synagogue were astounded and amazed by what they saw. The way in which this man, Jesus of Nazareth, love incarnate, provided a new teaching by the authority that he demonstrated through his loving action of freeing this man from torment. As a church community that seeks to live under the authority of love, under the authority of the Word who became flesh in Jesus and walked along the seashore and called forth in love for those who would follow him, and stepped into a synagogue and spoke out of love to cast out torment. As the community that seeks to testify to that authority, we are called forth to witness the authority that love has upon our lives. Those who gathered in that synagogue saw the authority of Jesus. They were not astounded by rhetoric, but rather they were amazed by the power of love. They were amazed by the impact of his presence, that his authority freed the man from that which tormented him. Likewise, we are called here at St. Andrew's to be a place that astounds, to be a people who do amazing things, to be a community that demonstrates the authority of love by meeting torment with love, by being a community that invites others to follow love's invitation.